Oh my gosh.
It's Loving the Strange with Carrie Jones and Sean Farrar. Loving the Strange, a podcast for weirdos and those who want to be weirder. Embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Loving the Strange. Check us out.
Hey, welcome to Loving the Strange.
Where every week, couple weeks or so, you get to see where Carrie called me an idiot in the intro. I guess she's right.
You're hurting my heart.
Why?
That just makes me sound mean.
Oh no, you're just making an excuse for me ahead of time.
I'm just saying that you're still in the process, as we all are, of learning and evolving, and that you're gonna make mistakes just like I am, and that everyone needs to cultivate their forgiveness rather than their outrage. How's that sound?
Sounds good, baby.
Yeah. All right, good. So welcome to the podcast.
There's nobody here.
I know, it's us.
It's just us. D's here.
Against the world. And D. Yay, D. But anyways,
hey, wow. You got rid of me.
How did that happen?
I don't know.
Oh no.
I'm sure you know how it happened, baby. It's all right.
I don't.
You can be the big picture, I'll be the little picture.
Well, right now there's no picture of either of us.
That's just how it is in our hallway.
Sean Kelly.
Big giant picture of Carrie with a wall. You are
all right. We're both back.
Thank you, Dave. Carrie forgot she's the only microphone in the room, so and she can't go away. Now you're stuck with both of us.
We've had a day. Yay! All right, so this podcast is about movie things and strange movies. And it might be about the movie being strange, the plot of the movie being strange, strange facts about the movie, or even a strange experience you had when you went to a movie.
Oh, I got one of those.
Oh, no. Diaz also had a really strange day and a very, very, very long week.
Yeah.
I feel like our goal of the podcast, D, is to find you a better life. Like, once we have managed to make these life better, we will never have to podcast again.
I don't know how to do that.
Oh, I think we could.
Well,
I think if D was willing to move to Maine, we could find her a much better job.
She's as a teacher?
Yeah, lickety split.
She would have probably in a better environment.
Everybody would love her.
Yeah.
And I think they would treat her really well.
And it hardly snows up here anymore.
No, it's like there's a map put out by the US FDA or something, like, I don't know what it is, but someone federal. And they make all the hardiness zones for planting.
For your garden.
Yeah, and we just changed our hardiness zone.
We went up a notch. We're almost subtropical now. Mm-hmm. Not quite.
But we don't have any really good all-you-can-eat buffets. Like, what's the one, Golden Corral?
Yeah.
That you all are used to.
That's the problem. You'd be leaving behind a lot of good food choices.
I know. That is the problem. She said, I mean, I'm not saying no.
I guarantee you'd enjoy the schoolwork more.
I can set you up with an interview with the school superintendent. Just ask. We can totally do that for you. But yeah, so this episode of the podcast is about not just E being awesome because she is here and actually engaging. Wow, D. But also about strange movies and strange movie experiences and strange movie facts and strange movie life. Shawnee and I actually went out to see a movie yesterday.
That was fun.
Sean did not enjoy it.
It was rough on me.
It was rough
on
me.
I'm just saying, there is a certain enjoyable aspect for us long-legged tall fellas to sitting on your couch and having your feet up on the coffee table while you watch the same exact movie as there is to feeling like you're sitting in an airplane eating some stale ass popcorn.
So we went
and watching the movie.
We went to support our local theater. It's a very small theater. It's really cool. It's like this Art Deco nonprofit theater that has like movies and like bands and stuff. And they give like free music classes and free improv classes. And they're like, it's filled with adorable humans who work there. And it's hard not.
It is. I wasn't trying to bad enough.
No, they're awesome. But it turns out that Sean and I are way too fidgety and way too high context to go and watch a movie with other human beings. And there weren't a ton of other human beings there, which might have been part of the problem. There was like 20 people there in a big theater. And
we didn't even get to throw our toast.
We didn't get to throw.
Like Rocky Horror.
Yeah, there was nothing going on. Like, and my problem is, Chris is here. Hey, Christine, bah!
What the hell
is that? That was me saying hi to Christine. So the what Christine might remember me from as a child is that I'm pretty high context in the movies. I'm used to going to the movies with a crew, right? And like we participate fully in the movie. So like we're gasping, we're laughing ahead of the laugh track. Like this is what I grew up with, right?
You know what the difference is, baby?
What?
Now you're going with a crew, but they're middle-aged or almost middle-aged people.
I'm middle-aged too, but like I still am like that. Well, like I am like immersive, right? And thank you. Christine said we rocked and we did. And like, so we'd be gasping and screaming and cheering, like, and so we went to go see Ghostbusters, the newest Ghostbusters last night. And nobody was doing that, man. It was very quiet. And if I'm going to go out in public and be a part of a community watching a movie, I want everybody to be high context like me. I want them to be screaming and cheering and like, and like, oh, no, you didn't. And I want all of that to be happening like my youth.
That entire movie crowd was like the part in Old Yeller where Old Yeller dies the whole movie. No tears, but just that quiet.
I've never seen Old Yeller.
What? You've never seen Old... Well, you can't watch it with me. That was like the first movie that made me cry when I was like
you
five.
Cried?
Yeah.
You cried real
Old
tears?
Old Yeller dies. No spoilers here.
That's totally a spoiler.
Old Yeller dies.
Oh, my God.
And I was really attached to Old Yeller. Look, Christine says don't.
Don't. Don't. I'm not going.
And Karen cries over good animal stuff. So you're right, Christine. If she wants Old Yeller, it would be a brawl fest, is what I was going to say.
A what?
A ball fest. B-A-W-L.
Okay. So your sis is here, and she says to never watch it either because it's horrible.
I'm telling you.
I have never watched Old Yeller. I am never going to watch Old Yeller. I cry, as Sean was trying to explain, at dog videos where everything turns out okay. Like, if you show me an Instagram reel and there's a dog cuddling with a human, I will cry. If you show me a dog Instagram reel where there's a potential where the doggy may not make it, there's no going back for me. It ruins my day.
Animal stubs its toe, Carrie starts crying.
I am very bad. Very, very bad. And one of my worst moments in my life, all right, I have two embarrassing moments about being melodramatic in my life. And one was in fourth grade, we read this book called Where the Red Fern Grows.
And just talking about that.
And, oh, really?
Yeah. Jump, you gotta have to skip a couple, but we can go back.
Okay. And in that book, something bad happens to a doggy. And I sobbed the entire day at school. It was fourth grade. It was embarrassing. And I became the girl who sobs. Before that, I was the girl who was always in a cast. But I became the girl who sobs. And
so
then.
What happened to the dog in the red fern grows?
I'm not going to talk about it.
Does it decease?
Yeah.
So just like all the other.
It's really sad.
I mean, you know, who doesn't get attached to this awesome yellow lab?
It was a coon hound, I think, Where the Red Fern Grows. Anyways. And it was saving its people. Oh, I can't even think about it. But anyways,
did you have a second story?
Yes. In freshman year of West High School in Manchester, New Hampshire, which Christine can relate to, I had a teacher named Mr. Duffy. And we had to watch this really old movie for some reason about Nicholas and Alexandra, who are a czar and a czarina of Russia. And they get assassinated and they all die and are thrown into a pit. And everybody else was laughing during the movie because I guess the movie was bad. But I was in the back row sobbing, like legit sobbing for these czar and czarina. And Mr. Duffy pointed at me and made this huge, huge thing about the fact that I was crying. And he was like, only one person in this whole class has empathy. He was a baseball umpire. So you have to imagine him calling you out for having empathy in front of all your other 14-year-olds. It was horrifying. I became very embarrassed about crying too.
It didn't fix your crying, though.
No, it didn't fix.
I'm about to tell that teacher he failed.
He totally failed. He also said things like, you're nothing like your brother.
Oh, you should have punched him in the face for that.
I thought it was an insult at the time, but now I think it might have been a compliment. D says, first one. Ready? You want to read
it? I'll read it.
Yeah, because I've been talking.
We're in the sea caps with my friend, and there was a little girl that kept singing, is this my song? Is this my song? When it finally came on, she screamed, my song!
Little girl.
Yeah. Except Karen be singing it.
And I would have sung it.
If you were like watching a Broadway show with Karen in the audience and her song came on, you wouldn't hear the stage.
I try really hard not to.
You wouldn't hear the stage version.
I try not to. Susie says, Rocky Horror Picture Show is the best movie for participation. Some will be shocked to hear me say that. Not us.
I can't believe you went to Rocky Horror Picture Show.
It's just a jump to the left. And I jumped in the back.
Well, wait a minute now. I got a.
Yeah.
How long has the Rocky Horror Picture Show been around?
A long time.
Like, what's a long time? I know it's a long time. But
well, Susan Sarandon was in it.
Would it be impossible for you to tell us when you saw it?
I feel like it's like the 70s or 80s. Like,
I was just thinking the further back you go, the more raucous it must have been.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like crazy.
I remember when I was a teenager, again, in Manchester, New Hampshire, they were playing the Rocky Horror Picture Show with participation at the Palace Theater, which Sarah Silverman's mom was instrumental in bringing back to life. And I was not allowed within like 5 blocks of that show when it was happening because
really?
Of my overprotective mom. Yeah. And I ushered as a volunteer, like for like, oh, high school credit to try
but
to
not
get
that show, huh?
Nope.
No. Mm-mm. Oh, man.
Yeah.
Poor kid.
Christine says, definitely don't watch A Dog's Purpose. I shall not now that I know.
Yeah.
D says, side note, I've never seen Old Yeller either, but I did see Where the Red Fern Grows. Did they make that a movie? I could not watch that movie.
Oh, that's a movie. I've heard of it. I never watched it.
I only read the book.
I don't remember reading the book either. I might have skipped that one.
That was a wise choice. And D says it was 2 coon hounds. Love that book. You may love that book, D.
See, that's why I didn't have to read it. That I went to school down south.
D is from the south.
I know. But down in Florida, they don't want It's like sacrilege to the dogs. You know, you don't make kids read about that.
Anyway. You want to read John's?
Yeah, he said, yeah, sorry I'm late. Just put the kid. I already read this one, and I'm kind of jealous.
What?
Just put the kids on a plane to Portugal, then France and Spain. So what if I got to work 70 hours a week for the rest of the year?
John Bell.
You do that anyways. You're just a good father.
Can you be my father, John Bell?
Yeah, no shit. Anyways. No joke. Put us on a plane.
My Portuguese.
We only need to go down to Florida, honestly.
We just need to get out of the state. Kimberly says, "Of Mice and Men got me, poor Mickey." That's true too.
What was that about?
It's a
really short summation.
It's about people.
Yeah.
Like all Steinbeck novels. I wish Steve Waddell was here because he could do the AP English. Like.
Well, what was the book that was like about a mouse?
No.
No, I mean it was a.
Stuart Little?
No. It might be this book. That's why I was asking. It was about the relationship between a man and a mouse, I think.
All right, so this one is about two guys, and they're migrant workers, right?
Okay, no, that's not the book.
And one's named Lenny, and one's named George, and it's the Great Depression, and they move around, and it's really sad.
Yeah.
And I went to go see it on Broadway. In college, I had a really wealthy boyfriend with his parents were really wealthy. So we always got to go to Broadway stuff whenever I went home on vacation.
Yeah.
And I always went on home vacation with him.
Yeah.
Instead of going back to New Hampshire because.
Oh, you're sacrilegious. That's why.
I was a horrible human being. and I wanted free clothes and good food and to get to go to Broadway.
God.
So I. What? Yeah.
Well, what? Say that again.
Nothing. And so.
A gold digger?
I wasn't a gold digger. It was just way more fun than going back home to New Hampshire. And so we went and saw Of Mice and Men on Broadway. And there was like a scene near the end where the lady like breastfeeds one of the workers because they're starving. And it was so scandalous. I was like, is this porn? I don't know. Like, I was so New Hampshire. I like had no idea. I'm like, this seems very naughty. And then we went to, and they were making fun of me that entire time because I was like, that seems kind of naughty. Like, I get it. Like, it's like,
I can see that of you.
It's poignant, but like, is that like, make it past the censors? Is that okay? And then we went to go see another show and it was off Broadway and they were still making fun of me because they love to make fun of me because why not. I was very New Hampshire and very stupid at the time, and they I'm still kind of stupid, but we went to go see another off Broadway show, and it had like three big X's in their name, in its name, and I'm like, are you sure this isn't naughty? Like, you don't feel like this is a little porny? Maybe it has giant X's in the name. And they're like, Carrie, don't be ridiculous. And then we went with his mom to go see this, and it was like theater in the round, and it was like a black box, so like you're right there, like you're like here and here are the actors, it's like so close. Yeah.
It was porny.
It was very porny. It was like.
At least you claim to be so innocent, but you knew what the triple X was.
Yeah.
The truth comes out, folks. You know that song, Lady in the Street and the Freak in the Sheets? Carrie embodies that.
No, I don't. Everyone knows I don't. You don't live on your daydream, babe. You live your daydream.
I can dream a little.
So Dee says,
the second, went to see The Visit. I've never seen that. With my siblings, and at one point, spoiler, the two kids find this guy hanging from the tree in the yard, and this random guy said Sean's favorite swear word. the entire theater laughed. I can see that.
I did start to sing it loudly and off key.
That's Rocky Horror.
50 years.
So that'd be 74-ish, right?
That's old.
You know that, right?
That's almost as old as Sean.
Will you please answer me?
What?
Is that 74-ish?
Yes.
But, yeah. Okay. Yeah. I still want to know when Susie went and saw it, though.
I know. Susie left.
No, she didn't. She's ignoring my question.
Oh, Christine, the first place you saw it was the Palace Theater? Better appearance than mine.
Saw the Rocky Horror Picture Show?
I bet.
Oh.
Dee said, I read the book and then had to watch the movie. Oh, and I love the movie, but I hate the doggy death.
Yeah.
There should be no doggy death ever.
You know, we'll watch movies where humans get slaughtered constantly and not even blinking.
Like, ah, whatever.
Normally, sometimes you might get caught off guard. But animals? Come on.
Christine is right. George had a small mouse in his pocket in a mice in the.
Well, maybe that's the book I'm thinking of.
It might be.
Know.
Yeah.
That was when I wasn't paying much attention to school book speeds.
And Christine asked if I went to New York City with Modern Foreign Language Club at West High School. I don't think I did. I wish I did, though. I feel like I missed out now.
Were you in the Modern Foreign Language Club?
I was. Oh. I was. I was also in Latin Club.
Well, you probably had to kick in some money, so your mom probably wouldn't let you
go. Would you like to know how nerdy I was in high school?
Oh, you're going to ruin all my dreams. I'm just kidding.
I was in Modern Foreign Language Club.
Because I think intellectual women are sexy. Go for it,
man. I was in Modern Foreign Language Club.
Uh-huh.
Latin Club.
Uh-huh.
New Hampshire History Club.
Now you're getting my attention.
Yeah, New Hampshire History Club. You can't get any better than this. I'm trying to think of the nerdiest. I was the president of Students for Social Justice.
Oh, well, that does attract me a little more nowadays than it was in the past.
No. All right, we have a big, big note from Susie. Can you read it?
One of the places I lived allowed dogs in the theater as long as they didn't fight. The theater was a quarter of a small concert hut. It was summer, so the windows were open. Just as the scariest part of the Hounds of Baskerville, my classmate's big black German Shepherd jumped through the window and sat next to me. Whoa. I was 8 at the time. I thought I was going to die. I bet you did. That would be like, it's like a real life jump scare, really.
I can't even imagine. Can't even imagine how terrifying that would be.
Christine says she saw a cat at the...
in New York.
In New York?
With Modern Foreign Language Club.
Oh!
Susan said, I am old. I watch Rocky Horror at home because I was too embarrassed to go to the theater. My mom would have been shocked. When I was looking up stuff for this podcast, I wasn't looking up movies that would shock our mothers. I was looking up like random weird movie things, and Dee was amazing and sent a bunch of links. And
which I'll have you know, Dee, Carrie didn't share any of those with me. She hoarded them all for herself.
I don't know how we stay married.
Because I'm forgiving.
Oh! All right, anyways. I was looking up things. And I kept going down wormholes because anything to try to avoid my life with my husband, you know, you gotta try to like find your joy and your fantasy somewhere. And so I went down. I went on down into this wormhole of random movie plots, like if you describe them in different ways that are funny and how strange they sound.
Yeah.
You want to hear one?
Hell yeah.
All right. Man gets steroids and a frisbee to fight off Nazis.
Wait a minute. Are these like real submissions?
Yeah.
People are trying to sell their idea?
No, they're not the real thing. But it's like people... like rephrasing a movie.
Yeah.
Like, and this one's a super popular movie.
It is?
Yeah. Oh, you saw it. Like, a man gets steroids and a frisbee to fight off the Nazis. Dino's.
Oh.
Captain America, right?
Oh,
like,
yeah, good job.
Yeah, like, how are you?
I forgot he fought the Nazis in that version. You know, you know how I am with those Marvel DC movies.
Shawnee doesn't do very well with it.
It's hard for me between the anime alternative universes and the real animes, and then Marvel and DC. I can't keep track.
There's another really great one. Ready?
Yeah.
I don't know if D will get this one, but we'll see. Orphan farm boy kisses his sister while his deadbeat dad tries to get him to join the family biz. No?
No.
Still no?
I don't think it was musical.
If Steve were here, he would know.
I don't know.
Thank you, Christine Allard.
Oh.
It is Star Wars. You got it too.
Well, you know, I was thinking that for me a little dum 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 dum. But I mean, that's what popped into my head. But then I thought, how the hell is he a farm boy?
Because he was a farm boy. Luke Skywalker was totally a farm boy. Yeah, Tatooine.
Okay. Yeah, I never got that whole environmental aspect of Star Wars.
I would like to tell everyone.
Beyond my comprehension.
I would like to tell everyone, when we went to Ghostbusters last night, one of our friends said to Sean, "Who are you going to call?" And Sean said the bank for a mortgage.
I knew what he wanted me to say.
But he refused to say it. What kind of man is that?
A solid one.
Kimberly said.
Shawshank Redemption, Sean. One of the prisoners has a pet mouse, Mr. Jingles, that does tricks.
Ooh. Is that what you're thinking?
No, because what I was remembering was before Shawshank Redemption.
Are you sure?
Oh, I'm positive.
Are you positive about it?
Positive. But I got really sad when they finally executed that poor man.
I didn't watch that movie. I wouldn't have been able to handle that one either. So, Susie said, this is not what Susie said, but do you know that when I ran for office, like I had been a city councilor, but then I was running for state rep, which was a mistake. The other party on like some little early forum of the time said that I like there and in their phone bank calling to try to speak against me, they said that I was conflict averse and I was too tender-hearted to be a good legislator.
Well,
I gotta say they're kind of right.
They were only two-thirds right.
They're pretty right.
You'd still be a good legislator.
They're
but you
right.
are conflict averse and very tender-hearted.
Yeah. I was
well, you'd be a great legislator. You'd be a true representative of the people.
I have to say they struck well. It was a good strike because what are you doing?
Tighten up my bracelet.
I can see with this giant forearm.
Well, I got to use my teeth because I don't have three hands.
All right. When Susie says.
When the James Bond movies first hit theaters, my older brother, because he was 16, got permission to go see Goldfinger.
Goldfinger.
Which always struck a naughty chord in my mind. I couldn't go because I was 14. As my brother left the house, he patted me on the head and said, "See you later, child." That's a loving older brother
That's hysterical. I can totally visualize that.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that relationship.
Christine says.
I'm being sincere, too.
The Manchester Library used to have a theater in the basement. And they had three movies in the summer. And my dad took me to see The Shining when I was like 8.
You know, that's a really good concept, though. What if you opened the movie theater and only played like horror movies, but like the chairs were all, it was like you were in a, I'm trying not to say, I almost said the F word, like a dungeon, like just.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
Yeah, that would totally add to the ambiance.
That's right. Pretty scary as heck.
Yeah, that's really kind of well done. My very first movie that I saw with my dad. All right, I remember a lot of my first movies. My first movie that I saw without any of my parents, and I think possibly my first movie I ever saw in a movie theater was Bambi. And I saw it with my brother's girlfriend at the time. And Bambi, spoiler, his mommy dies. And I was all of like 3 to 5 years old.
Who the hell do you think you're going to spoil Bambi for at this point?
I don't know. I'm just making sure.
We don't have any 3-year-olds listening.
I'm just making sure. And I cried so hard. I was completely traumatized forever. I was positive my mom was going to die. I started praying every night. Like every night I had this set prayer, right? Like. Which yeah. probably says I'm neurodivergent in some way. But my prayer was, dear God, please take care of my mommy, my daddy, my brother, my sister, all my friends and all my relatives. Please don't let anything hurt happen to them. Please don't let them get hurt. Please don't let the house get on fire or anything else catch on fire. And please don't let my mommy get shot by 100.
Dude, that's the same prayer I say nowadays. Except for that last awkward line.
I was
getting shot by
and then I was like, and please let Jesus come into my heart, amen, like every night, because I went to Pioneer Baptist Bible Girls thing with Kathy yeah. Albertson's adorable family, and I was really terrified that Jesus was not in my heart, so I tried to like do double dog duty on Jesus getting into my heart every single night in my prayer. You were supposed to feel different. I never felt different.
Oh,
I was really freaked out.
Did you fall asleep like halfway through?
No, never.
Never?
Never.
Really?
No.
Like, that's not a method of putting yourself to sleep that you use?
You do not understand the level of anxiety I lived with as a child. I would...
Well, I understand the level of anxiety you use living with as an adult.
I would be...
I bet it can't be that much different.
It was different. I would bury myself under the covers. I would surround myself with all my stuffed animals, which were all hand-me-downs, right? Because if a murderer came in and he needed to stab through the covers, he wouldn't be able to discern where the human body was.
Oh, but he would have got you within 3 or 4
because strikes. But I would have had a chance because of all the stuffed animals confusing him, right? And I would go to sleep holding my covers tightly over my head like this, and I would say my prayer, and then I would not fall asleep for a really long time.
Man, I'm sorry.
It was a bad childhood. That
That's one. Crazy.
Yeah. I cannot.
Even fear didn't keep me from sleeping.
Nothing keeps you from sleeping, dude. You can fall asleep standing up.
Almost, pretty yeah. much. I probably have.
So Susie says there was no rating on movies back then.
That was awesome.
The Wild Wild
West. At least I lived back then.
And Dee says, wasn't the mouse in Green Mile named Mr. Jingles?
I don't remember.
I have no idea.
Oh, well, yes. Yes.
Oh, I forgot to thank you, Christine, because your red rum reminded me that the other first movie I saw was my parents were divorced and my dad was going through some things because he like didn't want to be divorced. And he took
you
me
mean to... he was drinking and
no
constantly diving by your mom's house?
No, not at all. He okay. just had the depression and he
I'm just kidding.
Yeah, my dad,
I know your dad wouldn't
no, my dad didn't drink at all. Nor did he stalk people. But he did like get seriously into the like single parent self-help community. he was a player. So anyways, he took me, and I was just a little kid, and he took me to go see Kramer versus Kramer, which was this really melodramatic.
Why would a kid want to see that movie?
I know. It was like this really melodramatic drama with Dustin Hoffman and I think Meryl Streep or maybe Terry Garr, but there were boobies in it, naked boobies in it, and I was an uptight child, and I was like,
I think I saw that movie. Probably you were probably not a super young child, but I was probably like a teenager.
A teenager.
And I think I was maybe like my grandparents, and they were one of the ones, and I was just kind of, I had nothing else to do but sit there and sit through that dribble.
Uh huh. Your sister's here, you know.
So. I know.
All right.
Wouldn't care. Anyways, so what I was saying, like, I can feel your pain. No kid would ever want to watch that movie, right?
Oh, it was terrible.
God, you must have been so bored.
I was bored, horrified, trying to figure out what was going on. And all I can remember when I think back to the movie is boobies. Like, I really remember the boobies. And then also, like, everything was sort of tan. Like, if you put it in an Instagram filter for tan.
Yeah.
That's what I remember when I think about that movie.
Well, you know, they weren't so worried about skin cancer back then.
I was like 6 years old going to see a rated R movie.
Well, look,
and it wasn't horror. It wasn't even horror. It was just the horror of marriage and existential life crisis and why do we all exist?
Anyway,
it explains a lot, honestly.
Don't move from this comment by my sister. I'm explaining to you.
Okay.
These hit comment about wasn't the mouse in the Green Mile named Mr. Jingles? Because Kim said Shawshank Redemption, and it was the Green Mile. And I actually think my response was in reference to the Green Mile, not Shawshank Redemption. So the V gets a gold star for picking out the wrongness.
And Kim gets a gold star for both creating conversation and B, being like, oh yeah, I was wrong. And you know what? In a world where everybody seems really committed to being right.
Yes, Mom.
I think that's a really big deal.
Oh, you're right.
The ability to like be like, oh, whoops.
And did a stupid mistake.
Yeah, and not care.
Yeah.
That's like really grown up.
Someday I'll be able to do that.
Someday, but not yet.
Just hold on.
I keep hoping.
A little longer, baby.
Dee said, at my birthday party, I think it was my 9th, we ended up, oh my gosh, watching the Tommyknockers by Stephen King.
Was it in your basement?
Autocorrect. Was it in the library's basement?
Oh my God, Dee, we would have never, I didn't know the difference, to be honest with you. I've read 1,000 Stephen King.
Look, books. Between Dee and Kim, making sure they're right, and being like, whoops.
I know.
They're the best.
Kim's read a lot of Stephen King books, too.
Yeah. Meryl Streep was in the movie, Dee says. I think that's about Kramer versus Kramer.
Kramer versus Kramer? It was Kramer with a K, too.
Right? I remember that.
Wasn't it?
Yeah.
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 That was special. That changed the whole title line from Kramer with a C to Kramer with a K, which is bigger. So,
Think that in the Jerry Seinfeld show when they had Kramer,
yeah,
they named him after Kramer versus Kramer?
No, I never thought about that. I'm not even gonna. I'm sorry.
All right.
Kramer was just his own character.
Kramer.
He was way more cool than the other Kramers.
Okay, do you want to read this?
As a this is from Madeline Susie. Yeah, we burnt. As a military brat in the 50s and 60s, the theaters overseas showed war movies, monster movies, or Disney movies. We had no TV, so we acted out the movies we saw. Sometimes Godzilla took on the U.S. Army.
That is awesome.
But were they American movies or were they good movies? Like, I imagine if you were like a Godzilla movie buff, the original, like, Japanese ones would be the best, in your opinion. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not, so I don't know. But that's what I would imagine. And that's why I asked that question.
When I was a little kid, I had this friend named Debbie Muir. Christine, you'll probably know Debbie Muir. And, like, Debbie and I were both, like, pretty poor for our town. I don't know if Debbie would admit that, but she just got outed. Yeah. And
hopefully she doesn't care.
Yeah, on Saturdays I would go, like on Friday nights I'd go sleep over Debbie's a lot because I love Debbie, and she, like, her family was just amazing, and she was a super tomboy, and there'd be mountain bikes and like jumps, and she had like this whole neighborhood full of kids who just kind of run wild, you know, and it was so different from my very loner existence out on Hardy Road.
Dude,
and
your house, even today, if you drive by there's a shopping center right across the street, but it's still in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, where I grew up.
As far
as
other houses are concerned.
Yeah, so I was really lonely as a little kid. So I loved, I love Debbie and I loved her family, like her mom and her dad and Johnny, her brother, and all the kids in this neighborhood, which is so different from how I was growing up. And but every Friday night that I'd sleep over on Saturday mornings, like they didn't have cable either. And so we'd watch like Channel 38. And there'd be these monster movies.
Oh, hell yeah. Like Creature from the Black Lagoon.
Yeah, yeah. And oh, we were so into these. Yeah. And I was allowed to eat like Doritos at Debbie's house. And like we'd have these giant bags of Doritos. And I'd get sick every time. And we'd watch Godzilla just stomp on everything. But then we'd just like Susie, we'd make up our own Godzilla movies, you know, like in the backyard and stuff.
If you go all the way down to the bottom of the comments, Christine X, that's,
oh, yeah,
that's exactly what it was.
Creature double feature.
She's 100% correct.
That's so right.
But now you got to go way back.
Yeah, that's going to be hard. Are you going to talk while I try to find
it? Oh,
at
least I can do it.
Oh, Kim said, I used to it. I'm used to it. Gotta love him. I think she's talking about you.
Well, probably.
She's gotta love you because you're blood. Susie said one of the overseas theaters had warning signs about checking for scorpions.
Oh my God.
That's amazing.
That's horrible. Like, I'd rather it say check for snakes. You can see them a lot more easy.
I'd be like, check
scorpions
for Doritos.
Scorpions aren't that big. Huh?
I'd be like, check for Doritos.
Yeah.
Kimberly says y'all are gonna make me bust my stitches open.
Don't do that. Please.
You gotta heal. Read John's.
All right. When I was like 10, when HBO first came out, I had a babysitter that was watching Salem's Lot.
Oh no.
And I was in the hallway behind her watching it. I had nightmares for years after that.
John, have you ever seen Bigfoot? The end. All right. Dee said, well, I do love my Stephen King movies. Carrie.
Carrie does not like Carrie because of the namesake.
Mm-hmm. Cujo. Tommyknockers. And Sleepwalkers, which they rarely play on TV. And nope, we watch Tommyknockers in the Den.
Well, a proper den can be a scary place too.
I
sometimes.
Know it can. Christine, were you in there? And when I lived on Southgate Drive in Bedford, New Hampshire, and Sean Young was there and Jackie Shriver, and we had this big paranormal experience in the den / basement of my house. That is the question.
You're asking hard questions tonight.
I know. Christine says she's still riding bikes like crazy. Pan Mass Challenge. That's about Debbie Muir. Debbie yeah. Muir was the coolest human in the world. Debbie Muir still rides bikes.
Apparently.
Oh, yeah. Like, she's amazing. Susie says,
American movies that were 2 years old by the time they, oh my God, by the time they reached the military theaters overseas. As far as dub movies, I've seen John Wayne speak Turkish, Spanish, and Japanese.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
That's amazing.
She said they went to a lot of drive-in theaters.
That's also cool. Oh, Dee says a strange movie. He trying to get us back on track.
Yeah,
said
joke.
Said a strange movie is Colossal with Anne Hathaway and Jason Sudeikis.
I've heard of both of those people, but I've never even heard of that movie.
You know?
Have you seen that movie?
Of course, I haven't seen that movie.
You haven't?
No.
Oh. What were you laughing at?
Just the fact that you're like, I've heard of Anne Hathaway.
Yeah.
Is amazing to me.
So why?
Because she was in The Princess Diaries and in a million trillion things.
So? I'm not going to admit to seeing The Princess Diaries.
Well, you should.
What?
It would make me sick.
I didn't say I haven't. I said I'm not going to admit to it.
All right. Here is what IMDb says Colossal is about. Gloria is an out-of-work party girl forced to leave her life in New York City and move back home. When reports surface that a giant creature is destroying Seoul, she gradually comes to the realization that she is somehow connected to the phenomenon.
Well, that sounds like it can be interesting.
I know. It's 2016.
I don't mind a weird movie once in a while.
You said it wasn't scary. It was well lit in broad daylight, but a very, very weird movie. What's the new movie that was really weird that everybody was talking about? Salt something.
I don't know. The movie was it?
Yes. It had the guy dancing naked at the end. Look at your face. Your face is so like nothing.
We don't watch a lot of TV, but
British.
All those things we watch run together.
We unfortunately watched it with Emily because it was awkward.
Oh, no, that's why I don't remember.
And it was...
Because I'm always sitting off to the side half paying attention. It doesn't have anything to do with anything.
It's a really... It was a very... It was considered Saltburn.
That doesn't help me.
It's a student at Oxford University finds himself drawn into the world of a charming and aristocratic classmate who invites him to his eccentric family's sprawling estate, and then he dances naked at the end.
Oh, yeah.
That was a weird
movie. I didn't see much of that, but I saw enough to know it was whacked up. It was him trying. Never mind, that'd be a huge spoiler.
Yeah, we can't spoil it because still.
Anyways,
Christine says she was not there, but we did go to the Devil's Church together.
What's the Devil's Church?
It's a place in New Hampshire.
And you've never taken me there?
I don't remember going.
Oh.
And Christine remembers going, and I absolutely believe her, but it's kind of freaking my brain out that I don't.
Oh, you're very good at forgetting.
I'm really good at repressing things, you're honestly. So good at it. But my worry is, why did I repress it? You know, like, why can't I remember going to this creepy place? And that's freaking me out. Probably more than whatever happened at the freaky place.
Probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. See, you got quiet because it's creepy.
I got quiet because I was reading John's response and I was like,
oh. You weren't even paying attention? Welcome to my marriage.
I was paying attention to what you said. You're more creeped out by the fact that you can't remember going there. Blah, blah, blah. I was paying attention. Anyways. Would you like me to... John answered your Bigfoot question.
Okay. You read it.
You're not going to like the second half. He said, not 100% yes to Bigfoot, but I did see silhouettes and roars in the woods at night. I wish I could be 100% see one because there would be a carcass and I'd be rich.
John Bell. No.
Oh,
you'd kill Harry of the Harry and the Henderson.
That's not a Bigfoot.
I'm going to cry again.
That's what I knew you wouldn't like that. Oh, well. That's all right. You talking about creature feature made her think of Saltburn, maybe?
Saltburn. Oh, Christine says that the Devil's Church doesn't exist anymore, and maybe I wasn't there that night.
Maybe you weren't there, and now you can't take me there.
I think that
existed last year. What?
I bet Christine just trying to make me feel better. He said, if you want a really weird movie, weirder than Saltburn, the French movie, Titane.
Wow, geez, now we're going to have to watch that.
And Christine is giving a name of people who are at the Devil's Church.
Yeah.
No, Joe? Joe isn't there? And then Susie says,
My funds. My son's first movie was at the drive-in in Trenton.
Maine.
Yeah, that's awesome. Because it's not there anymore. We watched the longest, most boring movie called The Longest Day. He was 4 months old. I don't think he remembers
it. I think he might remember it.
He might.
And that would explain a lot. So Titane, which Dee mentioned, is a 2021 body horror psychological drama film written and directed by Julia, I'm going to butcher this, Ducournau. Ducournau? The French-Belgian co-production stars Agatha Roselle in her feature film debut as Alexa, a woman who, after being injured in a car crash as a child, has a titanium plate fitted to her head. That's intriguing, actually, to me.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
I mean, at the very, very end, you're like, so that's no big deal. People have that all the time.
Yeah. Oh, wait. Here, I have another movie plot one. Ready?
What?
A group spends nine hours. 9 hours. That's a big hint.
Okay.
Trying to return a piece of jewelry. Nothing
for me. I'm sorry.
Johnny, 9 hours.
Yeah.
9 hours. Oh, Dee's got it. Dee always gets it.
How the heck did you expect me to get that one?
How could you not?
Oh, because of the length of the movie?
Yes.
Oh, I've never watched it, so I'm not really that familiar.
You have watched it.
Not the whole 9 hours.
All right, ready?
Yeah.
Drug addicted girl takes advantage of mentally challenged boy for 3 decades. I know you've seen this one.
Oh, I'm sure I have.
You need a hint?
Probably.
Yeah. All right. Do you know what life is like?
That's not a hint for me.
Do you know what it's like, Sean? What's life like? It's like a box of chocolate.
Oh my God. Forrest Gump?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. But isn't it funny? Like, if you think of a movie, like, I think.
Dee got it.
Dee always gets it because Dee's brilliant, which is why she needs to come teach up here. But, like, I think it's so funny when you look at movie plots that way, like, how absurd and strange.
Like, it is when you make it like that.
Like, the log lines, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. So cool.
So,
yes.
The one movie I've seen on my list so far that I know you've seen, it is a strange-ish movie.
Okay.
It's Cocaine Bear. But wasn't that supposed to be like, I forget, was it supposed to be based on a true story?
It's vaguely based on a true story because this guy really did dump cocaine off of an airplane.
Yeah.
And a bear really did get addicted to the cocaine. But the bear
the bear didn't do all that crazy stuff.
It didn't kill tons and tons of people and then miraculously spare the annoying children. It just like ended up getting murdered by Forrest.
It wasn't murdered.
Oh, wasn't the bear's fault it got addicted to the cocaine?
Obviously not.
Christine's like, Dances with Wolves meets Blue Man Group.
Is that a movie? What is it?
Or is it your life?
What?
Or is it your life?
Kind of my life.
Have you ever seen Blue Man Group in real life?
I have.
You have?
Yeah.
In Florida?
No, in like Boston or something.
What?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
No.
Yes.
Oh, wow. I always forget you had a life before me.
Yes. Wasn't 0.1% as good as this one, but there always was a life before you, baby.
Christine was like, that's Avatar, because...
Oh, see, I've never seen that.
And both she and Dee didn't trust us to get it, which I love about
them. Oh, Dee knew what it was.
They're taking care of us, man.
I never saw that movie.
All right, tell me your story, babe.
Your story?
That you're starting.
I didn't have a story.
Oh, I thought you did.
No, I was talking about Cocaine Bear.
Okay.
Well, you didn't talk much about it. You saw more of it than I did. I was in and out of the room, but every time I walked in the room, it was eating a different person.
All right, so we tried to watch Cocaine Bear, but Emily, the eldest child of the family, had a lot of issues with Cocaine Bear because she wanted the children to die. And
what were these children?
They were just annoying. They're annoying children, and they made a lot of mistakes, and all these other humans were dying, but so not funny. The children. So she read ahead for the spoilers and found out that the children weren't going to die, and she was so mad that we had to stop watching the show.
Really? You didn't even finish it? Oh, man.
But that's good, because I don't know if I would have wanted to see the bear die.
Does the bear die?
I don't know.
Well.
But I'm assuming it did.
Like, well, it's like the modern day Old Yeller.
Oh, Susie says a pet peeve of hers is when movie endings don't match the book endings.
That used to be such, I would literally get so pissed off when I read a book and then I went and watched the movie and they just like, it totally wasn't the same at all, you know? It just wasn't what you fell in love with in the book form.
Uh-huh.
You ever experienced that?
Yes.
Yeah?
Like, I would get, I mean, when I was young, I would get mad if they didn't even, like, look like the characters. Like, when I saw the, when I saw the first, for the first couple of Harry Potters, I had a really hard time because a lot of the professors didn't look like how I had imagined. Twilight, I also had a similar problem.
Yeah.
Because the characters didn't look like what I expected.
Well, sometimes they're super explicit in their descriptions.
Yeah.
It's like Tom Cruise playing Jack Reacher.
Yeah.
Come on.
That really
bothered me. A little leprechaun playing a 6'2" guy. It's like, really?
Sean has had a really hard time with that for a
very long time. I'll never not have a hard time with that.
Can we talk about why you've had a hard time with that?
Because, well, there might be some Tom Cruise fans listening. I don't want to crap on top. I mean, really, he just doesn't fit the very explicit details of the build of Jack Reacher in the books.
So in the books, Jack Reacher is this really big, stoic guy, right? He's really tall and really strong. And, like, there's, like, all this talk within the books itself about how people react to the physicality of this man because he's so big. And you know who else is so big? Probably found a little bit of himself in that Tom Reacher character.
Jack Reacher.
Okay, Jack Reacher.
But,
who would that be?
Huh?
Who would that be?
Who's that?
Yeah. And so then when you see itty bitty Tom Cruise playing it, what happens? There's like this mental discord, right? Like there's a disconnect. There's like this, you ruined the world of fantasy that I had let myself get into. And then you feel betrayed. Right?
Yes.
Yeah.
I do totally feel the truth.
Yeah. But they made up for it with like.
Truth be told, the actor in the Reacher series was on Netflix.
Yeah.
Does not fit the mold either.
How does he not fit?
Because Jack Reacher is 6'2" tall and he's a well formed, he's more like a farm boy type. He's not like a fucking gym rat.
Oh.
That's not how he even lives. He's just more like naturally strong and, you know, and just not super lean, but not like dad bod either.
So the guy in the Reacher miniseries TV show is
for
you.
Oh, yeah. And but I can live with it because it's not Tom Cruise.
Is that because your own stature is more fun boy?
No, I'll let you read some of the books and you'll see what I'm talking about.
Christine is also not a Tom Cruise fan, so she can hang out with us.
That's good.
Neither is Susie. Apparently.
Apparently, Christine's got similar flavors taste to you, baby. Harry loves The Rock.
He retweeted one of my tweets, and if you retweet one of my tweets, you're my fan forever.
Come on. I'll walk in here at night and she'll be watching some Rock show movie, and she'll change the channel real quick.
I wish I could be that easily pleased, but no. But I do like to say, can you smell what The Rock is cooking? Because that's like my favorite thing.
Because he's in love with Dwayne Johnson.
No, I just love to say that.
I mean, really.
I like to think of his wrestling days.
Dwayne Johnson.
Okay.
Because that's a whole new character in your mind's eye, isn't it? Dwayne Johnson.
No.
Yes.
gonna take off my headphones and not listen to you anymore.
I'm just jealous. I'm just jealous I'm not old, baby.
You are. Dee says, I haven't been able to finish all the Boys I Love Before movies because they changed John Ambrose's character. It made me so mad. See? Exactly.
You can't do that. That also pisses me off. When they like change character, like, I mean, I don't, if somebody dies, that series should just probably end. But if it's just like he got put in rehab so they got a new actor, then it's no better, no worse.
It could be like Doctor Who and it could just regenerate.
I can't watch Doctor Who because there's a different doctor all the time.
Oh.
That's crazy.
Anyway.
I know it's part of the whole package deal, but I don't understand that.
Both your sister and Dee are not in the TC fan club.
Well, that is all fantastic.
The Scientologists are going to come after us.
I know.
And
we're going to get a lawsuit now. If you want to say that word, we would have been all right, probably. But
all right, we have to end soon. Susie says, I have the same paint-by-number painting that hangs outside Bella's bedroom in the first Twilight Room movie.
That's pretty cool. I would have never known that was a paint-by-number.
My mom paints. Now I need to go watch the movie just to look at that.
That's something you probably don't even notice.
That's amazing, though.
Yeah.
That's so strange. And Dee said they had the perfect guy cast in the first movie, but then when the sequel picked up, they totally recast, and I hated it. I like you, Dee. I think I could have gone to see. I could go see a movie with Dee. And probably what Christine, movie? Any movie.
Oh, probably.
I feel like we could vibe over movies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Do you want to say goodbye?
Oh, you got to read that last comment first.
Oh, I didn't see it. Oh. Thanks, Christine.
Did you post a painting thing?
I did post a painting.
I've been so busy, I haven't been online in like 8 hours.
And I didn't say, baby, can you go light my things?
No, you didn't.
I won't feel alone inside.
You're getting so strong, honey. My God.
Thanks, Christine. And Dee said, I also had Bella's comfort set from Twilight. That's amazing. And Kimberly said, maybe the outsiders. I feel like an outsider right now.
No way.
Yeah.
We're going to be an outsider here in a few minutes.
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
All right, you guys say goodbye and thank you.
Goodbye, everybody, and thank you so much for showing up. We appreciate it.
And hanging out with us, even though I didn't get to any of these links.
Well, we didn't do that with movies.
We vaguely talked about them. That counts. And we were strange while we talked about them.
Yeah, definitely.
That also counts. But thank you, everybody, for hanging out with us.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great weekend.
And we love you very much, too. And Kimberly, feel better soon, buddy. I'm going to hit the outro now. You ready?
You should.
All right, you got it.
Thank you for listening to Loving the Strange. Please be sure to like and subscribe. And remember, embrace the strange. New episodes every Saturday, live streaming Fridays. Go get your strange on, friends. Thanks for listening.